I would like to greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcoming all of you very warmly from near and far. We have many visitors in our midst from many countries. May the Lord bless you all, also those who are joining us online, who are having part in this meeting. We have heard already wonderful instrumental music and also wonderful songs. And also tonight, we would like to give glory and thanks to the Lord together before we hear the Word of God. Let us start with song number 17 from these little booklets. Number 17, Near the Cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Number 17. Let us sing number 33. Number 33. When we walk with the Lord. Number 33. Amen. Thank you. Yes, this is really grace that we may follow the Lord. He is the good shepherd who feeds his flock. We hear his voice and we follow him. We trust him. We obey him. Also tonight, that he will bless us richly. Let us be in it with all our hearts, being a part of the word. Yes, it concerns us personally. God speaks to us through his word. We must say, Lord, speak to my heart. Show me where I stand. Show me where I have to stand. I'm sure God will help us. We will read a word for introduction. Then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I would like to read from verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Faithful Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be present here tonight at this place. We thank you for your precious word, which we have heard already. We thank you for every brother, for every sister who have heard the word of truth, who believed it and who got it revealed in these our last days. Lord, we ask you, come tonight into our midst, to your right. Give us your word freshly from your throne. Give grace to speak. Give grace to hear, to believe, to have a new experience with you tonight. Lord, your people have gathered. We have come. And we ask you with all our hearts, go through our midst. Touch each one of us tonight. For we believe that you, according to your promise, that you are in our midst. To make all things well, to help, to bless, and to heal. Please, Lord, come to your right with old and young, with near and far. We thank you. We surrender this meeting unto you. Cover us with your blood and work mightily in our midst. confirm thy word,
which
we will hear
in
our midst.
We
want to have a new experience with you. Therefore, we are here tonight.
Lord,
please grant all our requests and bless all your people worldwide. We thank you for everything.
In
Jesus' wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Personally,
I would like to welcome brothers and sisters in our midst. We have two brothers from Brazil in our midst. Please stand up. We welcome you in a very special way in the name of our Lord. God bless you. Thank you.
Then
we have brothers and sisters from Portugal in our midst. Please stand up. The brethren from Portugal, one family, have come from Australia. God bless you in a very special way. Be welcome in a special way in our midst. We have brothers and sisters from Bulgaria in our midst. Please stand up. Be welcome. God bless you in our midst. And we have brethren from Angola in our midst. Please also stand up from Angola. Two ministering brethren, God bless you in a very special way. Be all welcome. We have brothers from all over, from Romania, from France, from Switzerland, from Austria, and all countries of Europe. God bless you all in our midst. Be welcome and feel at home in the presence of God. Perhaps we sing a chorus, only believe, and then Brother Frank will serve us with a word. To this we say, Amen. All things are possible because He is present. And all things are possible to him who believes. That's how he said it. And it remains like this. Brother Miskis, he already welcomed us, all our friends, especially of the Portuguese language. May God bless all. Really, may He bless you. We had very special meetings in the Portuguese-speaking islands, whether Azores or Madeira, God opened doors and hearts, and He blessed from the riches of His grace. Then today, we have a special visit from Bulgaria. Where is our brother and our sister? Please, both of you, stand up. Please stand up. May the Lord God bless you in a very special way.
Bless you in a very, very special way in our midst.
We are grateful. Grateful that God also has a TV station in Bulgaria, and the responsible man and his wife are today in our midst to be acquainted with the mission work, to be acquainted with that, what God is doing right now. And it's just good like this, because there are many phone calls coming to the TV station. When the program is running, phone calls are coming in. And then it's just good if the responsible man can say of a right, I know these people who make this program. And we are also grateful for it, that now we have the TV program worldwide, and the Lord is really calling out from all peoples and tongues. He calls out the last ones. And for this we are very grateful. Then, quickly, we have the greetings from the various countries and brothers. I just read a couple of them. Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Jürgen from South America, Brother Udo also, South America, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Jacques Ivory Coast, Brother Mamba from Kolwezi, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Ngonga now in Zimbabwe, and now greetings from Nigeria, greetings from Brother Baumgartner, greetings from Brother Inodi, greetings from Brother Cecil from Pretoria, greetings from Brother Bruce, greetings from all from Finland, greetings from Brother and Sister Ziller from Cordoba, Argentina, greetings and again greetings. Then here, from Italy, Brother Emmanuel, Brother David, from Haiti, Brother Bulumba. Once again, greetings from Finland, greetings from Brother Young from Denver, Colorado, and then from the capital, from the Ivory Coast. He greets the whole church is greeting us. Then once again, greetings from Ashdod, Israel, from Brother Grazian, greetings from Hungary, greetings from Romania, greetings from Kinshasa, greetings from Brother and Sister Parker from Auckland, New Zealand, greetings from Burundi. Once again, greetings from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur from Kigali. Greetings from Brother Lotika from Cape Town. Then greetings from Brother Ilunga. Greetings from Brother Caleb. Greetings from Brother Francesco, Italy. Greetings from Brother Gerlando, Palermo. Greetings from Brother Mumumba. Once again, greetings from Brother Petro from Goma. Then greetings from Chile. Greetings from Tire. Greetings from Kiev. And then greetings from Abidjan. Greetings once again from Cape Town. Greetings from the DRC. I think we all can understand that we cannot go here into details with all these addresses. We are just joined with all who are now hearing and believing the message of God We are joined with them. And there's really, and this we not only just say, this is so. There's only one main direction, and there are many various directions. As there's only one original wheat and many tares, this is so in the natural, and this is so in the spiritual. Also in this time, there's only one true direction of faith, which aligns according to the Word of God. And also everything what Brother Branham said, who take it back into the Word of the Scripture, not separating it from the Bible, not making up own doctrines, but rather placing everything back into the Holy Scripture. And then there are, of course, the many various directions in which we cannot go into detail here. I hope that not all are listening now, and not all are watching this, but just that you see it once, just once, that you understand it, what is happening on the earth, with a mentioning of Brother Branham, and with that, what God has done in a supernatural way in our time. And I really say it only of one reason, that we get more thankful, that we can really place everything by grace properly, because we don't have our own thoughts and imaginations, but that we placed ourselves upon the Word, and we know heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. And mainly, when it's about the supernatural things which God has done in the ministry of Brother Branham. Let me read here just one scripture. If I show you a picture now, then I give you the corresponding scripture from the Gospel of Matthew. I read it to you. But just imagine now, even on the cemetery, on the gravestone, on the tombstone, the supernatural cloud is just placed there upon the tombstone, right and left of those who passed away. And in the midst, the cloud, and then the text from Luke 21, verse 27, behold, he comes with the clouds, and all eyes shall see him. What a deception! What an error! What a misunderstanding! When this happened on the 28th of February 1963, Brother Branham, of course, received the commission, the command, that's how one could say, to return to Jeffersonville and to speak about the seven seals. And the angel of the Lord told him, turn the picture to the right, because the Lord looked down to the earth, and he should turn the picture to the right, so that the face can really be seen. And then Brother Branham said, here he appears as judge, with a white veil. And he even makes the remark, As the British highest judges, we're wearing a white, when they spoke the judgment, he compares it with that. And he says, here the Lord is the judge, and the judgment starts in the house of God. And then he spoke about the seven seals. And that what God wants to let us know was, of course, revealed to him. But then one sees on a tombstone, one sees something like that. It's incomprehensible what people are doing who are glorifying a man. We are glorifying not a man. We give all the glory to the living God. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped. And to this belongs the word, only after the tribulation, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. Not before the rapture, only after the tribulation period, then the sign of the Son of Man shall appear. Here it's written, let me read the two verses so that we all know that it's written like this. And it will be like that. Firstly, the rapture, the return of Jesus Christ is spoken about. Matthew 24, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Not as many are teaching that the Lord will descend in periods, and whatever is being said, it's incomprehensible. The Holy Scripture speaks very clearly. And no fool can go into error if he keeps only the word of God, and if he respects the word of God as the final authority. Let us read it again. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, how long does it last? A whole day? Or 3 years? Or 50 years? No! As Paul has written in 1 Corinthians 15, in a twinkling of an eye, the lightning was here. Twinkling of an eye. And it happened. Everything was done. And then verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then, when this happens, after the great tribulation period, when the sign of the Son of Man appears, when the sun turns into darkness, when the day of the Lord breaks forth, how long shall we preach the truth before the last one comprehends it and And then until he says yes to the word of God and to that what the Lord has said in his word. Here we can go to Revelation 1 verse 7. We can go to Daniel 7. We can go to all these scriptures. We can go to Revelation 6 verse 12 to place it precisely where it belongs. You cannot imagine what kind of pain hits me when the name Branham is misused in such a way, presenting strange and false doctrines. William Branham was a word prophet, a man sent from God with a message of God addressed to the people of God in this time. But then, one who went hunting with Brother Branham, one day he came to the thought to make a picture of a mountain in which a profile of a face is shown. If one has fantasy enough, you can see it. A mountain. And here a face, a head, a profile of a head, and then William Branham next to it, and then the description that God has memorized this man already there in the mountain. One could really tear it into pieces and throwing it away. Just nothing, just a cult of a man. And I cannot just bear it. I cannot stand it. We are not here to give glory to a man and to present interpretations. We are here to preach the everlasting gospel, the full salvation, to preach it unto mankind. And if you want to be very honest, brothers and sisters, then it's of course written that God would send the prophet Elijah before the great day of the Lord to restore all things. To restore all things as it was at the beginning. Of course, not to present new directions and new doctrines, but as the prophet always said, back to the beginning, back to the word, back to the original foundation, to that what was at the beginning. And this grace God has given us. But now the second point, which concerns us. If we believe that God has kept his word to bring a message of restoration, then I really ask you, dear brothers and sisters, I ask you that we wake up and that we say to the Lord, it's not enough for us that we just have heard the message, that everything would be restored, that everything would be at the end just as it was at the beginning. And with us, nothing is happening. In us, there must come up such a hot desire that we say, dear Lord, you have given the promise, and we believe it with all our hearts. Lay this deep longing into us that we really want this restoration of all that what was at the beginning in the church. And even it's just for a short period of time, but it must be there because God said it. And therefore, all the gifts, all the ministries, all the doctrines, as it was at the beginning, that's how it must be at the end now. It just belongs to it. And as it was preached at the beginning, repentance and forgiveness of sins, as it was preached at the beginning, so we also, at the end, must preach repentance, conversion, the basic doctrines of the Bible must be preached, but all must receive it, all must believe it and experience it, saying, Lord, I come to you, I repent, I confess before you that I didn't live as you wanted it. I bow before you and I ask you for forgiveness. The forgiveness is there, but you must ask for forgiveness in order to receive it. If you don't ask for it, then you cannot receive it. It doesn't come automatically. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the longing comes. Amen. And we're really coming back to the beginning. There it's written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The preaching, the repentance, the faith and the baptism and the spirit baptism belong together. And we just must come to the point, brothers and sisters, it's really about the calling out and about the preparation of the bride church of Jesus Christ in this time. And this we not just say like this. It must become like this by His grace. And it will be like this because God promised it in His word. And when we read Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19, it always belonged together, the sermon, the preaching, the faith, and the spirit baptism. It just belonged together. And this is my inner longing, my prayer is that God puts such a longing into us that we just say, Lord, you have given the promise that before you return, everything would be restored. You are keeping your word, and I believe what you said. Let it become like this with me, and in me, and through me. That it really becomes such a deep longing, so that God can satisfy this deep longing in us. Let us go to the beginning. Let us go to our beloved Lord and Savior. You don't have to repent. But He has put all our sins upon Him. He went for baptism. And when He came out of the water, the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost came down. And He is even today the one who baptizes with the fire and with the Holy Ghost, who finishes the work of redemption in us. And as I said many times, brothers and sisters, in the water baptism, we confess our God. And in the spirit baptism, God confesses us. In the water baptism, we say yes to God. in obedience and faith. But before that, there must have been a repentance first. It doesn't make sense to just say, oh, if the baptism is necessary, then I'm baptized. No, repent, be converted, repent, come to the Lord. To the repentance belong tears. Tears belong to repentance, that one really recognizes himself, what one is, and then coming before the Lord like this, and then just being then justified by prayer, penetrating. In the revival meetings, we always used the word, has he come through? Did he penetrate? Did she penetrate? We were praying many hours, persevering in prayer, and then came the moment where the tears stopped, where the praying and supplication stopped, and then the thanksgiving, the worship descending up to God. And then we knew the sins are forgiven. I received grace in the sight of God. Beloved, we are really close to the end of time now. Very close. That we must come into a deep despair, saying, Lord, fulfill thy word by grace with all of us. And let us say it, brothers and sisters, in the revivals, when repentance was preached, then the people, the listeners, repented. If justification was preached, then the people experienced justification, who have heard the word of justification. They received it. If sanctification was preached, then the listeners received the word of sanctification, and they experienced their personal sanctification. If the Spirit baptism was preached, you can go back to the last century, whether 1906, 1909, or later on, wherever the full salvation was preached, then the Spirit baptism was also preached, and the Holy Ghost fell. The people believed the preaching, and then they received that what was preached. They experienced it. And that what is being preached today, this we must experience. We must experience it. This was placed like this from God. It's not enough to just say Brother Branham had a special ministry, a ministry of restoration, and that he had a divine power, that the gifts of healing, what happens with us? I'm convinced, I really like to say it again, I'm convinced that God will finish his work of redemption. And that we, who we believe with all our hearts, that God has sent a prophet, and also this, brothers and sisters, as God has not only shown it to us in his word, but really in all the details he showed it to us. For instance, in Malachi 3, verse 1, there are two things written. Behold, I send my messenger before me, who shall prepare my way before me. This is the first half of the verse. And this first half was fulfilled in the ministry of John the Baptist. But the second half, and the angel of the covenant will come to his temple, it's still in the future. And when the angel of the covenant descends in Revelation 10, then the temple is already erected. Then the ministry of the two prophets is finished. And then it says, measure the temple of God and those who worship therein. And then comes the main point. In Malachi 3, verse 23, Malachi 4, verse 5, there are written two things. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. In Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, there's only written, and he will turn the heart of the fathers back to the children. The second part was not mentioned. And because the second part belongs to the Elijah promise, therefore the Lord had to say in Matthew 17 two things. The one, in verse 11, Matthew 17, verse 11, verily I say unto you, Elijah shall truly first come and restore all things. But then, in reference to the ministry of John the Baptist, because through his ministry, the first part of Malachi 4 verse 5 came to fulfillment. Therefore he could say, Elijah has come already, and they've done unto him, oh, this wonderful word of God. I tell you, this wonderful word of God is just so wonderful and holy. If one sees it precisely, how the Spirit of God leads and reveals the connections. And I said it here before, I said it repeatedly. Just as the greatest Pentecostal preacher on the earth, doesn't matter in which country, ask him about the promise that God would send a prophet. And if you then refer to Matthew 17, all are saying, oh, this has happened a long time ago. But there are two things, one at the first coming of Christ and the other one now before the second coming of Christ. At that time, the hearts of the Old Testament fathers had to be turned to the New Testament children. And now the hearts of the children of the New Covenant have to be turned to the fathers who preached it at the beginning. So our hearts must be turned back to the beginning. Everything is in a wonderful order. It's not written everything in one chapter. Not everything is written in one verse. The one is written here and the other one is written there. And God has led it in such a way that it must be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we don't see it. Otherwise, we just read over the text without that we know precisely where it belongs. Brothers and sisters, for me, and I say this time and again, it's just so wonderful that God has given us the connection by His grace, that we recognized the time and the hour, that we recognized the message and the messenger, and letting ourselves be placed by God, just as it was at the beginning, so it must and will be now at the end. And if we sometimes mention the misdevelopments, then we do it with great pain. I don't want to go here into all the details. Perhaps I will do it in a circular letter, touching the one thing or the other. And this I do just to help, only to help. Also the one, since 1981, When the son of the prophet started his work, out of Revelation 10, verse 7, he didn't make the voice of the seventh angel, but he made the voice of God. He has chosen the official title, Voice of God. Voice of God. But in Revelation 10, verse 7, there's an announcement. The announcement in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the trumpet. But this was not enough. Then the claim, everyone must hear every word which the prophet has spoken, must believe it. And whoever cannot believe it, he has not have heard the voice of God. Brothers and sisters, I say it once again, we are grateful for the ministry which God has given. But fanaticism and error, let it be far away from us. Let it be far away from us for all the time and until all eternity. Let it be far. Our beloved brother Branham was just a human being, a man. And whoever has heard his sermons, as often as I have done, making notes of that and about this and that, what he said, he was just a man like you and me, but with a special commission and sending. But once he used 32 minutes, who has come to the service and certain experiences, mentioning some things, then this is not everything, thus saith the Lord. But then, when he starts the sermon, and when he says then three times in a row, Enoch was the seventh after Noah, then I of course know exactly that he wanted to say Enoch was the seventh after Adam. And then a couple of minutes later, he says Enoch was the seventh after Noah. Then of course I know what he wanted to say. He was just a man, a human being. And therefore, brothers, sisters, I don't want to go here into all the details, but it's just a great pain. And all of the world is against me and against us because we dare to agree with the Word of God and to believe that what is written in the Bible, and to let it remain like this forever and ever, just as it is written. This is the grace to place the God-given ministry and then to let ourselves be placed biblically. Very soberly. One day, Brother Branham was praying for the sick, and he found out that not all were healed on the spot. And do you know what he did then? Then he really said, God spoke, but probably took 800 years before it happened. And then the brothers are preaching only after 800 years have happened what God spoke. No, Brother Branham could say, if God didn't heal on the spot, then he will still heal regardless of how long it will take, because God stands to his word. Corrupted minds shall remain where they are. Thanks be to the Almighty God. And our Lord always said, did you understand all things? And I really have to say, God has I can say it with a smile. God has given me really the grace to place my thoughts into the thoughts of the man of God. Not only to listen and to hear what he said, but to know what he wanted to say, that he wanted to encourage the people to hold fast to the word of God until the God has confirmed his word and until he has fulfilled his promise. Let us look upon two or three scriptures. Now, from Romans. Romans 1. Now, Romans 3, we also looked at recently. It's just so mighty if we look into the Holy Scripture. But upon my heart is really something is really upon my heart this weekend. Namely, that God does everything according to his word. And that through his holy prophets, he foretold everything in advance. And he let it be, and it was written down beforehand. Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Through his holy prophets, in the Holy Scriptures, he promised it afore. In all of the Old Testament, all of the plan of salvation of God was announced, and everything was written down. And whoever goes to Isaiah 65, he can read of the new heaven and of the new earth. Everything was written down. The purpose of the ministry of the prophets was therein that God does nothing on the earth unless he revealeth his secret firstly unto his servants, the prophets, as it is written in Amos 3, verse 7. And God has God revealed his plan of salvation and revealed it to his prophets from the beginning to the end. And it was written down in the scriptures of the Old Testament. And when I then think about that we in the New Testament, if we have 845 places from the Old Testament which are mentioned in the New Testament, that what was promised from the of the prophets in the Old Testament, it really took place. It is just so mighty. Not just saying what one wanted to say, but based upon the Holy Scripture. Should not have Christ suffered as it is written, and should he not have risen on the third day as it is written? Has not everything happened as it was foretold and written in the Word of God? We can go from Scripture to Scripture, of his birth, and you can go really to Matthew chapter 1. We can read that it had to take place just as God has spoken through the prophets. In fact, everything had to take place just as it was foretold in advance. Here, Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. Matthew 1, verse 22, Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child. Fulfillment of Scripture, fulfillment of that what God has spoken through the prophets. Even when our Lord was brought back from Egypt, here it's written in Matthew chapter 2, verse 15. Matthew 2, verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Here we have two scriptures in the Old Testament, Hosea, chapter 11, right verse 1. Out of Egypt I have called my son. And then back to Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. Israel is my firstborn. Let my son go, that he may serve me. Already in the Old Testament, in Bible prophecy, shown at the people of Israel what would take place in the future. And then by grace, it also took place. Then verse 17, Matthew 2, verse 17, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, at that time it was fulfilled. What was written for that time, today is being fulfilled, what is written for our time. And therefore, we go back to the Word of God, and we know heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. I don't know what the Word of God means for you. To me, the Word means everything. And I'm joined with God through the Word. And I'm grateful. I'm not very clever. I'm not wise enough to come to my own thoughts. To me, the thoughts of God are enough, which He revealed in His Word, who said, My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But if we read such scriptures, then we are just so happy and grateful with all our hearts, and we refer them to our time. Just one more verse, the last verse from Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Matthew 2, verse 23. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. To this, one has to read Numbers chapter 6. Nazarene means a consecrated one, the one who was consecrated. In the consecrated city he had to be, so that this scripture might be fulfilled. Let us just say thanks and again thanks with all our hearts that we have the Old and the New Testament, the promises and their fulfillment, and that all of the plan of salvation of our God comes really to fulfillment in our time, and it was revealed in our time as never before. And that the Lord has helped us to see all that. And we are very, very grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham. This I refer now to myself. Would I have known what has happened in the Garden of Eden? Would I have known the fall? Would I have understood the redemption? It was a man of God who said, the angel of the Lord stood in my room and he told me what happened in the morning and what happened in the afternoon on the same day. And therefore, we see it because the original sin, not only questioning what God has said. And brothers, here it starts. And therefore, Brother Ram said, the first sin is the sin of unbelief. And what did our Lord say? When the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin, that they don't believe. This is the original sin. And Satan came very elegant and he spoke to Eve, should God have really said, God really said it. Let it remain like this, just as God said it. But the enemy comes and he sows doubts. He puts question marks with all the theologians until this day. Show me one denomination which doesn't make behind this word and that word a question mark. If it's really like this, God's word is really true, but with the theologians it's not correct, it's not right, because they don't respect the word of God. And therefore we are just so grateful that God has revealed it so clearly. Firstly, questioning what God said, listening, giving the ear, and then it has happened. Just that's how the seducing is in our time. Should God have really said? God really said what is written in the Bible, and this we believe with all our hearts and with all our soul. And out of this, we recognize why our Lord had to come into the flesh. In these days, I was reading in the Catechism. Oh, how many scriptures are being used? And all are misinterpreted. All are privately interpreted. It's just impossible. It's incomprehensible. I think there are hundreds of scriptures which are used in the Catechism to justify their own doctrines, to present their own doctrines. We don't need a creed, we don't need any dogma, we just need what God has said in His Word. I wrote it recently, that it's not written in the Bible, it's unbiblical, whatever is written not in the Bible, and what is not coming from the apostles is not apostolic. Apostolic is only what comes from the apostles, and biblical is only that what is written in the Bible. Praise, honor, and glory be to the Almighty God. No compromise, no interpretations, but just to believe as the scripture says. And this was the command of our Lord. Whoever believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let us summarize what we tried to say tonight with all our brothers and sisters all over the earth.
God hat sein Volk in Gnaden.
God visited his people graciously. God fulfilled his promise. Before the great and terrible day of the Lord, he has sent a prophet. This he himself said. He promised it himself. And now just be honest. All the supernatural confirmations in every meeting, the supernatural pillar of fire came down, and Brother Branham could say, now it's about this sister, over this brother, over this sister. He could say, the angel of the Lord is here on the platform, not 2 feet, 2 foot away from me. God revealed himself in a supernatural way in our time. He has sent his prophet. And let us say it once again, not only in reference to the Holy Scripture, have you understood all this, but also in reference to that, what Brother Branham has preached. Did you understand all this correctly? And you know why? Because we placed it back into the Bible. God is a faithful God. This is not your merit and not my merit. This is the guiding and leading of the Almighty God in our time. Because the bright church will be a pure, absolutely pure word bride. As the bridegroom was the pure, holy word, which became flesh, and all the promises which were referred to him were fulfilled. I counted it. I read it in the last 24 hours when our Lord died on the cross of Calvary. Exactly 24 prophecies from the Old Testament were fulfilled. Everything was written. Everything took place just as it was foretold. And we are just so grateful as we showed it with Elijah and with the first coming of Christ and with the second coming of Christ, as we showed it. We just need to take another scripture. In Joel, it's written of the terrible day of the Lord. In Acts 2, verse 20, it's written of the glorious day of the Lord. Yeah, why? Why? The first moment is the glorious day when the bride is being taken up. But then when the sun turns into darkness, and when the day of the Lord breaks forth, then it's the terrible day. Just so wonderful. Wonderful is God's holy word from the first to the last chapter. And in this time we may live in which the Lord has really brought us back to the beginning.
Absolute innige Verlangen wirkt.
Working in us the longing. Come to your right. May your word become true. And may the Spirit of God really come upon all of us. So that the written word becomes the living word, the revealed word. And that we all experience the last portion of the plan of salvation by his grace. Can you believe and follow all this? All brothers, all sisters worldwide, not making up a new denomination, a new religion. Let us say it once again. All the denominations are referring to their founder or to their founderess. I don't want to mention names here, but they are well known. We are referring to God, to Jesus Christ, to the Holy Word of God. And we thank God for all the prophets, for all the apostles, for the Old and for the New Testament. And we thank God for Brother Branham, which the Lord has used in a supernatural way in our time. To Him, the Almighty God, be all the praise throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Today, our beloved brother will come from Brussels, singing us the wonderful chorus. Brother Jean-Claude, please come, sing with us today, the wonderful chorus. It's just so nice that we can be gathered in such a way. In the meantime, we can sing Just As I Am. thank you. We bow our heads. We remain in silent prayer, in thankfulness before the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we don't need long sermons. We just need to emphasize the important points, that we have divine orientation, knowing that we only believe what the Holy Scripture says, and as the Holy Scripture says it, and that God has given us the connection. Just as we tried to say before, every revival prepared the next revival, and the next, and the next. In all the revivals, some remained, some stopped, and the others walked forward. Again, stopping in the next revival, some walked on. Some stopped, some walked on. Whether it's the Methodists, whether it was the Baptists, all the revivals were blessed by God, were given by God. All the Reformation was a breakthrough to the gospel, to the word of God. By grace, it has happened. And time and again, it went deeper and deeper into the Holy Scripture. And then came the Pentecostal revival. And after the Pentecostal revival, yes, since 1946, also the mightiest ministry, which has given a breakthrough to the healing revival. All are confirming it. All are confirming it. That Brother Branham, that God has used Brother Branham for the last healing revival. But after all that, came a March 1963. And all who are of God, and all who found grace in His sight, they didn't stop at the healing revival. They walked on. They followed the ministry until the opening of the seals, and all of the Pentecostal revival rejected it. But the remnant who found grace in the sight of God, they received and accepted it. And they can have part in it now. Brothers and sisters, we are truly living in the last period of time of grace, which the Lord has given us before His return. Let us emphasize it once again. Every revival was nice, was blessed, but stopping was not good. Walking on together with the Lord until the completion, until we come from believing unto seeing. And that God is including now all the peoples and tongues is also the fulfillment of that what is written, namely, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And as written in Revelation 2 and 3, seven times it's written, whoever has an ear to hear, Let him hear what the Spirit, not what the preacher, what the Spirit is saying through the Word unto the churches. And we are grateful that we not only have heard words, but that the Spirit has led us into all the truth. Before we pray again, I would like to ask our two sisters to sing us a song. And we consecrate ourselves to the Lord. We tune in. As also now with the Maranatha song. So much we can speak French. Maranatha, every one of us knows. And we all know the Lord comes. The Lord comes. Blessed are they who are ready to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are the sisters today in our midst? If not, pardon? They are coming already, okay. Just thanking. And we all bow before the Lord. And we ask Him to bless us.
Der Bräutigam kommt, o denkt an sein Wort. Wacht ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald.
Amen.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm admonished here to say, thus saith the Lord, to bring it over my lips. I believe, out of conviction, with the open Bible before me, And I say it before the Almighty God, what Brother Branham was told on the 11th of June 1933. And he even emphasizes that there was a silent noise, like a thunder. This voice was accompanying, this voice. It said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the second coming of Christ, so the message which is being entrusted to you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. This is, thus saith the Lord. This Brother Branham was told from the supernatural cloud. And by grace, we may receive and accept it, and we may have part in it. Where are our two brothers? The one brother from Bulgaria, from the TV station, and our brother from Bucharest, Brother John. Here he is. Please come here.
Where is our brother? Just to pray a short prayer. Come here. Come here. We're grateful to Almighty God to have you here. And I want you to just say thanks to the Lord, and you should feel greet the congregation. Just with a few words.
Thank you. Yes. I'm excited tonight.
Ich bin bewegt heute Abend.
From all of this experience,
von dieser Erfahrung,
and from the power of the Holy Spirit here,
und von der Kraft des Heiligen Geistes, die hier ist,
every born again Christian can feel it. Amen. And recognize it.
Jeder wiedergeborene Christ kann es fühlen und erkennen.
Amen. I'm so happy that these words, who have been recorded by Brother Frank.
Ich bin dankbar, dass dieses, was gesagt wurde, aufgenommen worden ist.
Goes all over my country of Bulgaria.
Und geht über mein ganzes Land Bulgarien.
God gave me a vision 24 years ago that I have to build a Christian TV station, and I believe him.
Gott hat mir vor 24 Jahren ein Gesicht gegeben, eine christliche TV-Station zu errichten, und das habe ich getan.
Now it is a reality.
Jetzt ist es Realität.
And Brother Frank, every day, two times, is preaching this hard and honest word of God.
Und jeden Tag spricht Bruder Frank zweimal dieses wahrhaftige Wort Gottes.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And God bless you all.
Amen. Brother John.
I should have to say something.
Ich muss etwas sagen.
This brother translates the sermons in Bulgarian.
Dieser Bruder übersetzt die Predigten in die bulgarische Sprache.
And prepares everything for the TV.
Und bereitet alles fürs Fernsehen vor.
It's great. It's good.
Amen. Yes, you can thank the Lord.
We just thank the Lord. We are overwhelmed.
Yes.
For our hearts are full of joy and full of confidence that he will fulfill his word completely.
Unsere Herzen sind voller Dankbarkeit und Glauben. Wir wissen, er wird sein Wort voll erfüllen.
Over and over again we see the fulfillment of his word.
Immer und immer wieder sehen wir die Erfüllung seines Wortes.
The finish is very near.
Und das Ende ist, die Beendigung ist sehr nahe.
And the one who begins
Und der eine, der begonnen hat,
he will finish it.
Er wird vollenden.
To him be the glory forever and ever.
Und ihm sei die Ehre für immer und immer.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Im Namen Jesu Christi, unseres Herrn.
God bless you all.
God bless you all. Yes, amen. Ja, da müssen wir den Bruder aus Brasilien noch bitten.
Then we ask the brother from Brazil to come and to thank.
Die Brüder haben nicht gedankt, die haben etwas gesagt. Und dafür sind wir dankbar.
We are grateful. Our two brothers from Brazil. This man God used also in a mighty way. Just give greetings and pray with us.
De todo coração quero cumprimentar a todos nessa noite.
Von ganzem Herzen grüßen.
So
I extend greetings to all of you. I'm grateful that I can be here in your midst. I bring you the greetings from the brethren from Brazil, from the elder Lionel and his assembly. We are very grateful for the visit last November in Brazil. It was a time of great blessing. The word of God was preached. And this seed brings forth fruit every day. Because only the word of God has the power to transform. Nothing else can transform us. Nothing. The Lord Jesus said, if you don't know who I am, then you would die in your sins. Millions are dying because they don't believe the word. Christ is the word. Brothers and sisters, it's time to return to the word. The Brazilian people must urgently return to the word of God. It's time to stop fantasizing. It's time to step upon firm ground. I'm grateful for the brothers and sisters of the... I'm grateful to God that we can have part of in this preparation which foreruns the second coming of Christ. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Then we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Great God, the hearts are overflowing of gratefulness. Lord in heaven, you alone, you who you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus our Lord, you have spoken to us. You have reached our hearts. Lord Jesus, I thank you. But please give grace that what we heard, that we received it, that it grows and brings forth fruit for eternity. We ask you, O Lord, bless us at this place. Bless each one who is present here, and also those who are not present, but those who are listening, who are joining us, whatever it might be. You have given the opportunity to reach all the world and to reach the people who are seeking you, people whom you are seeking and leading. You are bringing them home, Lord. Lord Jesus, receive the worship and the thanksgiving from all of us here at this place and also all over where the people are thanking you and praising you for your holy word. We just heard it, Lord. All of the world is longing and is hungering. They want to hear your holy word. They want to receive the spiritual food and the water being strengthened for the glorious day of your return. Lord, please bless us, and we want to praise you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, did we understand all this correctly? Then let us sing. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. You alone are worthy, O Lord. Glory.